This is part 8 of the series Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. I liken the body to a flowering plant. Once the plant has achieved the maturity of its structure, it then produces a bud and then a bloom. Similarly, our lives are exactly like that. Once the plant of the body is mature by our late teens, the rest of our life is about our unfoldment as a being. Looking back at my own journey, my patients, people I know, etc., it's impossible not to conclude that the very essence of the human experience is the capacity to grow, to be open to learn from our experiences and make better choices. Of course, there is a natural process of maturation that occurs with age, much like a child who touches the hot stove and learns not to do that. There are plenty of opportunities to put our fingers to the proverbial stove. Each stage of life brings opportunities to grow, absolutely. But what does it mean to grow? And can we speed up some aspects of the process? In general, for me, it means to be resilient enough, curious enough, and open enough to learn about ourselves in the mirror of our experiences. Rising above blame is the hallmark of emerging maturity. Blame is very much the mode of a young child. The capacity to take responsibility is the way of mature adulthood. This is a very effective yardstick, the capacity to take responsibility. Another essential aspect of what has been termed spiritual maturity is development of more compassion for ourselves, which means to be kind and respectful towards our body, our feelings, and our mind, and towards our contradictions. Treating oneself with patience, self-respect, and kindness is the beginning of finding compassion for others, extending kindness to others. Sometimes this involves some self-discipline, the wise part of ourselves saying no to the impulsive part. Much time and energy is spent in reacting to feelings or shutting down feelings, or putting oneself down, or building oneself up. Meditation may help ease the grip of these habits a little, allow you to soften a little, and see things from a deeper place. It may, but it also may not. Most people sincerely trying to get a grip on their patterns must seek good counsel, good books, and healthy associations in order to see themselves more clearly, to better understand self-defeating choices. We'll find that many false conclusions about reality are drawn from our childhood and become habitual ways of seeing the world, and we often fail to see that we are suffering the consequences of our own way of seeing and being. Unfortunately, the human mind is so constituted that we can only maintain one fragment at any given time. As a result, we often miss the patterns that tend to repeat over and over again. When we are having issues in our relationships or anything else that has us tied up in knots, we have to ask ourselves, how is this like previous, similar circumstances in my life? Again, the world is a mirror, and we tend to create and repeat patterns down to a very subtle level. One useful tool is to keep a photo of yourself as a child, to keep that image in your mind, an image of purity, before things got complicated. In a sense, without knowing it, that's who you are serving, for whom you aspire to be your highest and best. Just as you would want your own child to strive to be their highest and best self, would you not want that for the child in you? It's also that which you serve in others, which inspires you to do no harm, to try to make the other's life a little less of a burden, whether it's your spouse or parent, etc. On the one hand, you might say to yourself, "That's cool, Neil, that all sounds good, I think," but bring us back to meditation. Meditation helps us bring forth that calmer, clearer, more integral essence. It is self-respect, it is self-care, and an honorable way to experience ourselves in a subtler and deeper manner. As long as our attention is entirely focused on outward responsibilities, activities, difficulties, etc., there is very little space for calm reflection and deeper feeling awareness. We know what we do. We know our roles. But do we know what we are feeling and where that feeling sits within our body? So meditation is a chance to chill out deeply and try to feel our inner pulse. Meditation will not spare us from the hard learnings of life. It does, however, give us a reference point, a retreat, a center for rejuvenation and affirmation. So let's meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. This soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention. An effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. Thank you. can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light or third eye meditation can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.